of how great his faithfulness really is. It's so easy to get caught up in the world. You just go. The world is go right now. You ever notice that there's nothing simple anymore? There's not just like flip a switch and something works. You flip a switch and then it asks you for your password. And then you can't remember your password. And then you go, what password did I use? And then you forgot your password. And now you got to send an email to remember your password. Oh, what email did I use? Oh, it didn't go to my Gmail. Where did it go? I just wanted to go to this one simple thing. And then you realize 45 minutes have gone by, and now you're frustrated. Anybody else experience this? Nothing is simple. There's so much complication, and there's so many things that sometimes we just get caught up in this stuff. And we've got to take a moment to remind ourselves how faithful God is. And speak it and declare it. I want to read Exodus 35, chapter 5 through 14. This is when Moses was up about to get the Ten Commandments, the tablets. Not right at that moment. First he got the tablets and then he listened to the Lord for 40 days. And the Lord gave him basically the law. But it says, then the Lord came down in a cloud and stood there with him. And he called out his own name, Yahweh or Jehovah. And the Lord passed right in front of Moses calling out, Yahweh the Lord, the God of compassion and mercy. I am slow to anger, but I'm filled with unfailing love and faithfulness. I lavish unfailing love to 1,000 generations. Isn't this awesome how God starts the conversation? Reminding Moses who he is, what his characteristics are. I lavish unfailing love to 1,000 generations, and I forgive iniquity, rebellion, and sin. But I do not excuse the guilty, because he's just. And he said, goes on to say that the sins of the father will pass on to the sins of the son, and so on and so forth. But he's reminding us right here that he is slow to anger. If we really got what we deserved, how many times have we failed him, yet he remains faithful? How many times have we been unfaithful to him in our belief, in our confession, in our declaration, in our fear, yet he remains faithful? Numbers chapter 14, verse 17 through 19. Now, the people of Israel experienced some mind-blowing miracles. Do you know about those miracles? How they were set free from Egypt? The plagues that came, that God literally delivered 2 million people out of a land. Split the Red Sea. Provided manna for them. Water, fed them. And what happens? They forget. They forget how God started the conversation with Moses saying, my love is unfailing. I am always faithful. So now it comes to this point in Numbers where the children of Israel again turned from God, started complaining, filled with fear, forget what he has done. And Moses, this is right around the time with Caleb and Joshua who went out. And they saw that there was giants in the land, all the other spies did. But Joshua and Caleb said, no, we can overtake them, we can do this. Though there be giants in the land, we will not be afraid. And the people's hearts were filled with fear. And Moses pleads to the Lord. Please, Lord, prove that your power is as great as you have claimed. For you said, and he comes back and reminds God that you're slow to anger. God, remember, you told me that you're slow to anger and filled with unfailing love. You forgive every sin and rebellion. Don't forget that, God. But you know, I know you said you don't excuse the guilty and you lay the sins of the parents upon the children and the entire family is affected, even children in the third and fourth generations. But in keeping with your magnificent love, your magnificent unfailing love, please pardon the sins of this people, just as you have forgiven them ever since they left Egypt. Now we look at Israel and we go, what is wrong with these people? Yet we're Israel in the sense of we do the exact same thing. How many times has God delivered us? How many times has God provided for us? How many times have you had one of those situations where you were praying and then the day later or an hour later or 5 minutes later you get a phone call or someone confirms something? I always joke and I say, that's when we say, isn't it funny that that just happened? Like it was just some weird coincidence. And we forget that God is there with unfailing love and unfailing faithfulness for us. And we start to get filled with fear. And we start to get filled with doubt. And we start to complain and murmur. We all have done it. I have done it. We're no different than the children of Israel. And you'll see throughout the Bible that God still loved Israel. Now, it doesn't mean there wasn't a consequence if they rebelled. And he gave them warnings. Come back to me. Turn from your idols. Turn from your wicked ways. Sometimes they did. Sometimes they didn't. And we're no different. I don't know if you do this, but it's really been on my heart to keep a diary. To write down, because we forget so, we've got the Bible, but we forget so many times how God has worked in our life and has answered prayer. And a confirmation comes. Write it down because our memories are bad. I had a friend. My friend's father, he was like our temporary dad and mom while we lived in Alabama, Papa Buf. Papa Buf was as southern as you can get. And Papa Buf had a great saying. In his Alabama twang, he said, well, Ronnie, it's better to have a short pencil than a long memory. Isn't it true? That we should be writing. I use Facebook for that, and I love when I can go back in my memories and I can see, wow, where was I? And sometimes it's crazy, like the same month, same year, same situation. Go back a year, go back 5 years, go back 10 years, go back 15 years, seasons. And then you start to realize there's an up and down. There's an ebb and a flow. There's seasons that we go through. But we forget. And we don't bring it to remembrance. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 22 through 26 says, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies are new every morning. You wake up, the alarm clock goes off. The mercies of the Lord are new. Great is his faithfulness. New mercies I get to experience today. And it says, I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him. So it is good to wait quietly for salvation from the Lord. Today's a reminder to remind ourselves that His love never ends. His mercies never cease. His faithfulness is great. Someone say great. Now pretend you're Tony the Tiger. Great. Come on, let's say this all together. The faithful love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. The children of Israel started to get this down, and they would say this, and they would have to remind themselves, because so how easy we murmur, and we complain, and we get fearful. Do not fear. Do not be discouraged. I am with you. Let's sing this song, Great is Thy Faithfulness. I told you, I'm going to mix in a little music. Just reflect on His love.
Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. No shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be.
Great is Thy faithfulness.
Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy help hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
He's always great. His love never fails.
Summer and winter, and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to Thy great faithfulness, mercy and
lift your hands and worship Him.
Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see.
All I have needed,
all I have needed,
Thy hand
has provided.
Great is Thy faithfulness. Listen and worship.
Thine own dear presence to cheer and to
strength
mind.
For today and bright
strength
hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 inside. Come on, sing, Great is Thy faithfulness.
Great is Thy faithfulness.
Great is His faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord.
Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness.
hallelujah. All I have needed, your hand has provided. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Come on, praise Him. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. As I was putting it together, and as I'm just reading, and I'm reminding myself to remind you and to remind myself how great. Great is not a little word. Great is not a word that's just a little adjective. It's mind-boggling is thy faithfulness. Mind-blowing is thy faithfulness. Seems popular. Mary Ellen, you know, because I've been talking about this. So many people are just turning away from God. And I saw somebody popped up on one of my social media things, and this young woman saying, you know, this is the problem that I have with Christianity. And I'm like, oh, here, this is going to be interesting. When I was a Christian, this is what she says, and I looked at the Old Testament, and I looked at all these great miracles that God did and how He talked to people and He showed Himself and He did all these great things. But then I look today and I don't see God doing anything. And that's when I realized it's all false. And I've never had more peace until the moment I stopped believing in God and I realized it was all nonsense. And I want to grab her and I want to shake her. And I said, who told you that He stopped doing miracles? Who told you that He stopped loving you? Who got in your head and convinced you that He's not the same God of before, today, and tomorrow? He's the same. And her answer was to reject and renounce her Christianity. And that's what happens when we don't remind ourselves of how great His faithfulness is, how powerful His unfailing love is, that His mercies. You woke up this morning. You did not put breath in your own lungs. As a matter of fact, you want to mess with your mind? Just think about breathing for about 5 minutes. You start going into a panic attack. What if I forget? Oh, my God. You ever do that? You start catching yourself thinking about breathing? You breathe automatically. It is God who has given you life. It is God. So His mercies are new every morning. That's what I love when people say that I am God and you are God and everything is God. And we are God. Okay. Let's test that theory. When you're on your deathbed, stop yourself from dying. Can't do it. Because it's God's breath in you that gives you life. So we should remind ourselves, great is His faithfulness because I woke up this morning. Hallelujah. He is the God of yesterday, today, and forever. The old, the new, and today. He doesn't change. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6 through 7, which I encourage you all to read Malachi chapter 3. And God says, I am the Lord and I do not change. That is why you descendants of Jacob are not already destroyed. Ever since the days of your ancestors, you have scorned my decrees and failed to obey them. Now return to me and I will return to you, says the Lord of heaven's armies. And this is a good verse because he goes on to say, They say, well, how did we cheat you? What do we do? He said, you cheated me with your tithes and your offerings and your sacrifices. And he said, God says, you talk bad about me. How did we talk bad about you? Because you forgot to remember what I did for you. And instead you complained and you brought me complaints and murmurs. It's a great chapter. Should really read it. But we also have that reminder in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. It's what I remember about this church ever since I've been a little kid. Coming here in full gospel. I don't know if it was that exact sign, was it? Same sign. So almost 40 years ago, that same sign for me, and it's been here forever. Over 50 years. Jesus Christ, come on, say it. The same yesterday, today, forever. This is old gospel song I found. It just goes, God is God and he does not change. God is God and he does not change. I was like, ooh, I like this. We got to remind ourselves that people think there's an Old Testament God and there's a New Testament God. He started with Moses with, I am unfailing love. I will show you mercy if you repent. If you get up caught in sin, come back to me. I'll forgive your rebellion. Psalm 86, 1 through 7. The Lord is faithful. David had to remind himself of the faithfulness of God. He was being chased down. Had to live in caves. The same David who killed Goliath. You think wherever he would go, he would have a parade. And he walks in. No, Saul got jealous. They were hunting him down. I've never been hunted down. We never had to pick up and leave and just go somewhere because someone was coming after us to kill us. I've never experienced. Some of my friends in Pakistan and Africa, they have been. They're coming for us. We have to leave. But even in those situations, David cries out, bend down, O Lord, and hear my prayer. Answer me, for I need your help. Protect me, for I am devoted to you. Save me, for I serve you and trust you. You are my God. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I am calling on you constantly. Give me happiness, O Lord, for I give myself to you. O Lord, even though I'm being hunted, I'm living in caves, sometimes starving and hungry. O Lord, you are so good and so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for your help. Listen closely to my prayer, O Lord. Hear my urgent cry. I will call to you whenever I'm in trouble, and you will answer me. No pagan god is like you, O Lord. None can do what you do. All the nations you made will come and bow before you, Lord. They will praise your holy name. For you are great and perform wonderful deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. That's really what thankfulness is. Entering into his gates, enter in his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Thank you, Lord. Remind God who he is because we need to hear it. God doesn't need to be reminded of who he is. He needs to hear you reminding yourself of who he is. You are great. All nations will come before you. You perform wonderful deeds. You alone are God. That's different than a person saying, what have you done? I turn my back on Christianity and God because he hasn't done anything. God is faithful. You aren't. God didn't stop having unfailing love. You did. God wasn't no longer a faithful God. That's what happened because of we became ungrateful and unfocused and didn't remind ourselves. Used to sing that song. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. Remember that? They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. When's the last time? Maddie probably sang that song yesterday. She's got all the old ones in her mind. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end, even in the cave, even in the difficult times, even in the times of trials and tribulation, even when things don't seem to be working out the way they were supposed to work out. Even when you had victories in the past, and what is going on? I slew the giant. Why am I running in caves? But still, great is thy faithfulness. He continues to say, grant me purity of heart so that I may honor you. With all my heart I praise you, O Lord my God, and I will give glory to your name forever, for your love for me is very great. Whew. When's the last time you heard yourself say, your love for me, God, is very great? You have rescued me from the depths of death. Oh God, insolent people rise up against me, and a violent gang is trying to kill me. You mean nothing to them, but you, oh Lord, are a God of compassion and mercy, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness. Come on, let's say it again. The faithful love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Take a picture of that. Put that on your phone. Save it to your photos. And wake up saying this. Put it on your bathroom mirror. Put it on the car, on your dashboard. Before you go to bed, remind yourself that the faithful love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Amen. I want to remind you that he is a reliable God. That's what unfailing faithfulness is. You can rely on God. You can't rely on me. I will let you down. You can't rely on your pastors. They will let you down. You can't rely on your brothers and sisters. Something will happen. Well, they will let you down. They're human. But God is a reliable God. Hallelujah. This is a trustworthy saying. 2 Timothy chapter 2, 11 through 13. I love when it says that in the Bible. It's like, what are all the other words? They should all be trustworthy, right? But he's saying, really pay attention to this one. If we die with him, we'll also live with him. If we endure hardship, we will reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he, though, remains faithful. For we cannot deny who he is. It is who he is. He says out his name to Moses, Yahweh, my love is unfailing. My mercies are new. I am a faithful God. You could take that to the bank. It's not a check that's going to bounce. It's not something written in bad faith. Take my word to the bank. Take my promises and stand on them. His promises are yes and amen. What does that mean? We say it on our super victorious call every morning. I count to three and we go one, two, three. It is done. Amen becomes a cliche word. Amen, 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 amen. I hear it now in like worldly conferences and somebody says a good point. They're like, amen, amen. And I could probably say, they're probably saying, oh, we got some church folk in here. It is done. It's done. Because who he is. His word is true. Now in Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 through 20, there's the story of Balaam. Everybody knows Balaam. He had a famous animal. Do you remember what it was? A donkey. Because Balaam was getting seduced with money and bribes by Balak to come and curse Israel. And God told Balaam, don't go. But Balaam got a little enticed. And he went before the Lord, and the Lord kind of says, well, I guess if you're going to go, go. But then Balaam had an angel standing in front of the donkey, and the donkey got scared, and then the donkey started talking. First of all, it's so funny because the donkey started complaining. Why are you treating me so bad, Balaam? Why are you always kicking me in the side? And then I guess the message got a little clearer. The donkey, for the first time in his life, got to talk, and that's what the animal said. But he reminds him that you weren't supposed to go, but now that you're going, go. So Balak says, I want you to curse Israel. And Balaam says, well, let me go before God and see what God says. Well, he goes beyond one region and he blesses Israel. And Balak says, what are you doing? I told you to curse them. Well, I got to go to God and see what God says. And then God tells him, okay, and he goes back another region and he blesses them. And this is where this verse comes from. So I want to give you a little backstory. So Balaam reminds Balak that God is not a man. So he does not lie. He's not human. So he doesn't change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through? Listen, I received the command to bless, and I blessed. That's what God told me to do, and that's what I did. God has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. You got to remind yourself, God's not like us. Our love is failing. Without a doubt, we have failing love. It's circumstantial in most cases. As we become more and more mature in the Lord, we start to learn more of the love of Jesus. And we start to forgive, but it's hard sometimes. God's love is unfailing. For us, Mr. Rebellion. Yeah, I'm talking to me, because this is how we are as human nature. We rebel against God. Come on, is it only me, or do we all realize sometimes we need a talking donkey? What's wrong with you? God said, don't do that. Come on, let's say it again. The faithful love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. That starts your day the right way. That's getting on the right foot as opposed to the left foot. I guess that messed you up. Come on, let's just continue to praise him. I got this song. This song, I know I've heard it before, but this song this week, every time I heard it, I just broke down. Every time I started singing it, I was overwhelmed with the Spirit of God. And I just started to worship, even this morning, like I told you. Come on, just stand again. We're going to honor God with more worship. Holy Spirit. Look at those words.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake,
oh, hallelujah,
till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other.
Oh, your Father.
I've known you as a father.
Oh, you are my friend.
I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. Of God. You're
We got to tell of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. Because who he is. I'm having a conversation last night with my mom, and my mom is just tearing up and telling me how much she loves Jesus now more than ever. How much she's just so in love with God and so in love with Jesus. Because he's faithful. He's a faithful. I'm not faithful, Lord. I'm not faithful. We're not faithful. We're no different than the children of Israel. But all my life, he has been faithful. All my life, you've been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. It's an overwhelming love. It's an overwhelming fact that we have. It breaks my heart that the enemy got into somebody's mind to think that the greatest miracle was that God loved them and he sent his son to die for them. And they looked at it as, God has done nothing and nothing happened. My life was so much better when I rejected all that Christian stuff. Such a lie from the enemy. All my life, you've been faithful. And all my life, you've been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Come on, is he worthy of praise? I told you, I was just having an emotional overload this morning thinking about that. His goodness, David got it. David said, surely your goodness and mercy are following me. I've tested it and I know that I go over here, your goodness and mercy is here. I go over here, your goodness and mercy is here. I go, surely your goodness and mercy follows me all the days of my life. Come on, say it with me again. The faithful love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Ron, I don't know how to witness. I don't know how to tell. I got to go to school to learn how to witness. I need Bible college to figure out what to say. No, let me tell you. The faithful love of the Lord in my life has never ceased. His mercies in my life have never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is God's faithfulness to me. Would you like to know more? Would you like to have a God who doesn't fail you? Would you like to know a God who doesn't stop loving you just because you're rebellious and you failed him? No? Okay. Yes? Great. Let me tell you about Jesus. We have the promise that no matter what happens, God is even faithful. When we die, that's not the end for those in Christ. It is the end for those not in Christ. It's not a good end to the story. But he is faithful even though in this world we will have trials and troubles and tribulations. Rejoice and be encouraged because Jesus has overcome the world. Amen. It is done. We were just going over this on Wednesday night when I teach the end times Bible study. We have hope. He's not going to fail us. Well, God, all things work together for those who love God, but my parent died. But my loved one died. The situation seems hopeless. How did this happen? I lost my job. Well, all things do work together for good that love God and are called according to his purpose, because you get to have victory over death. Victory over death. He says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1 through 3, finally, brothers, pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored as happened among you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and all evil men, for not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful. And he will establish you and guard you against the evil one. We get the last laugh. No matter what we're dealing with, it doesn't mean God stopped loving you. It means you just haven't read to the end of the story. It doesn't mean God's failed you. It just means keep reading. God, I know a lot of people become atheists because they're hurt and they're angry at a God that they don't believe in. Because he didn't do what they wanted him to do when they wanted him to do it. So that's it, I don't believe in you anymore. We have to do our part. It's just not blessings and prosperity and everything's going to be honky-dory because you just are alive. The promises of God are yes and amen for those who believe. For those who are in Christ, they're not promises out of Christ. How many people are angry at their parents because their parents let them down? They're angry at a loved one because they got hurt. So they take that and that shapes their image of God, and they're angry, just as angry as they are at that parent or that loved one as against God. But it says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. He is faithful. Come on, say faithful. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All my life, you've been faithful. All my life, you've been so, so good. Let's do it again. Thank you. Come on. This time, mean it. Come on, stand with me. Oh, hallelujah.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days, I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake, till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so.
His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Come on. Hallelujah. Stay standing. Our God is an awesome God. Like looking at the sun, kind of awesome. Like so overwhelmingly awesome that I'm in awe. Like great, like you can't imagine. And His love is unfailing. And His faithfulness never ends. His mercies are new every morning. Lord, it's when Moses came down from that hill, from that mountain after getting the Ten Commandments, he was glowing. Just from hearing the Lord speak, he came and was glowing, and they had to put a veil over his head just from being in the presence of God. That's the God we serve. That's the God we get to know. I don't know where you're at in your walk, but this message has encouraged me. It's been on my mind, and it's easy to get caught up in the stuff. It's easy to get caught up in our feelings. It's easy to get discouragement when there's one who's out after you, trying to discourage you every day. But he can't do nothing, and he can't say nothing when you start reminding yourself and submitting and thanking God. No. Life is bad. You've had it bad. You, since a young age, you've been hurt, and you've been beat up, and you've been treated like garbage. No, you have a right to feel bad. No, but all my life, my God has been faithful. No, it can't be. You got to think about all the stuff. Think about it. You deserve to have some pity and feel the way you do. No. Because all my life, he's been faithful. What do you mean he's been faithful? Because enemy, it didn't happen to me. It happened for me. Because it allowed me to see that God brought me through. God brought me from slavery. God brought me from bondage. God fed me when I had no food. His hand has provided for me. No, you're not taking my joy. Because you didn't give it. You can't take it away. This is what this is about. Is he worthy of praise? Stop with the pity party. You're the only ones there. Nobody else wants to come to your pity party. But start rejoicing in him. Wow, Lord, you woke me up this morning. You picked me up and you turned me around. You put my feet on solid ground. Is he an awesome God? Let this message just sink in. Let's just sing this one more. This song is just being in awe of him. Lord, we thank you that your word penetrates our thick skulls and our stony hearts. Let this word go deep and establish roots for every single person who listened. Lord, this is the encouragement that we need because we have it already in you. All our life you've been faithful. You are an awesome God. And your word is yes and amen. It is done. Come on, sing with me.
Is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wings. Some power and God, our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above
with wings. Some power and God, our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
God, he reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above.
Shout it loud.
Sing, our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Come on, he's an awesome God. His love never fails. His mercies are new every morning. He is a faithful God. We praise you, Lord. Come on, sing it.
Is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wings. Some power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wings. Some power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome.
From heaven above, with wisdom, power, and love.
Our God
is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Come on, hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy, worthy, worthy. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, give him a hand clap of praise. I hope you are as encouraged. Courage inside of you. I hope you are as inspired. The Spirit in you, and I hope you are filled with enthusiasm as I am. Entheos, God within. Woo, I'm pumped up. God is good. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Just before you even begin to move around, there's a lot of power in this room today. Amen? There's a lot of energy, positive energy. There's a lot of synergy because we're all together. And that person that Brother Ron mentioned about calling and having so much anger and confusion, I want to pray for her. And let us all bind our hearts together and believe that God is going to touch her. He's going to reveal his great love to her, and he's going to deliver her, all right? We don't need to know her name. We don't need to know her name. But let us, in one accord, pray with faith, okay? Father, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that your ears are open, and your heart, oh God, is toward us, Lord. Father, we just enter into your throne room right now. We don't need to know that person's name. You know. You know. And Father, you know what it took for her to get into this place. For she is poor, God. She's a poor, poor soul, Lord God, a broken soul. And the enemy has come in and confused her. And the enemy has come in, oh, and made her heart cold and hard. She's confused and she's angry. But Father, you love her. You love her so much. So Father, in your son's name, we stand in agreement, God. And Father, we just send out this powerful prayer and synergy and faith, oh God, to that person that you will raise her up, that you will show yourself strong to her, oh God, that you will deliver her in your son's name, because you are a God of mercy and you haven't given up on her, oh God. So we pray, Father, that you just create the circumstances, Lord God, that's going to turn her heart back to you, her mind back to you. An enemy, could we come against you? You cannot have her. You cannot have her. You lose her in the name of Jesus Christ. We come against you with the blood. There is life in the blood. There is abundant life in the blood. And we're sending that life, love, and truth that can set her free to her today in Jesus' name. And it will be done. It is God's heart, and it is his will. Amen. Amen. It's done. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. If you didn't get the message this morning, call your ear doctor. Make an appointment. Something's wrong. Do we serve a faithful God or what? You have to look at your life. See, we sometimes say, well, this didn't happen the way I thought it should happen. This isn't the way it didn't happen the way I wanted it to happen. You know, so how can you say God was faithful? You don't know how God is working behind the scenes in your life. Like Ron said, the very fact that you got up this morning, he was faithful to wake you up this morning and keep your breath going. So I'm not going to belabor the point, but I hope you got the point that he is faithful and will remain faithful. The day is not going to come where he's not there anymore, and we can't lean on him and look to him. Amen? So take this message, let it find a resting place in your heart, and apply it to your life, so that when you're in that moment of despair, when you're in that moment of doubt, you say, no, I know the Lord is faithful, and he's going to bring me through this for his purpose. Amen? Amen. Praise God. God bless you all. The cafe is open.